If you're hearing talk on the internet, you're listening to TalkZone.com.
It's showtime.
TalkZone.com.
Time for more positive living with Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin. And again, my guest today is Alan Seal. He's the author of The Manifestation Wheel, A Practical Process for Creating Miracles. And Alan is a leadership and transformation coach who's written two other books. He travels all over the world doing workshops. He's going to be at Kripalu very shortly in June. And you can go onto his website, alanseale.com, and look at where he will be presenting workshops, alanseale.com. And you can give us a call if you're working on a project and you need some guidance. This is a very old Native American process that works in today's world. And you can give us a call at 888-GO-4IT. Welcome back, Alan.
Thank you.
You know, I was asking during the break, when you teach these workshops, which I assume are a few days?
Yes. Kripalu, it'll be a five-day workshop. They're usually 3 or 4 days, depending on the venue and the kind of schedule we have. So.
Okay. And what kind of response do you get? After this is over, when people go back into the work world and they're working on their projects, what do you hear from folks?
You know, that's what I really love is hearing from them weeks and months and sometimes years afterwards, because that's what really shows whether or not the process has worked. And people talk about how the manifestation wheel is not just a tool to use. It really is about a way of life. It's about making the concept of manifestation just a part of how you live. So the manifestation wheel is ultimately to be integrated into your life. And this is what people talk about, that they have been able to absorb these tools and these concepts, and it just becomes now how they think, how they approach life. And life becomes different because of that. On my website, if you click on the newsletters page, every month in my monthly newsletter, we profile someone who has done the Soul Mission Life Vision work and the manifestation wheel work, but several years ago. And so you can go back and read in the archives of people who 2, 3, 4, sometimes even 5 years after they initially did the work are talking about how that has changed their lives. And that's just incredibly exciting to me to see all those people there who all these years later are still talking about that was the key. That was the turning point.
Mm. Is there any one thing that they say did it? Is there one step in the wheel or one step in the process that really did it for them, or was it the whole process?
It's the whole process, and the key about that is it's teaching them a new way to think. Mm-hmm. And that's the key, and that's what's so important to me in my coaching. You know, it's not in our coaching work, I'm not teaching you what to think or what to do. I'm teaching you and helping you learn in your own life a new way to think, a new way to approach your projects that is much more efficient and a greatly accelerated process. I'm teaching you a new way to be, helping you discover the way that your soul really wants to live in this world.
Let's look at number 4, which is guidance.
So in the fourth house, we remember a few minutes ago we talked about remembering the future. If we can remember the past, why can't we remember the future? So we do this wonderful game, and the script for this whole thing is right there in the book, so it's easy to do on your own. But a wonderful sort of fantasy game that we do of getting on the what I call the potential highway and traveling on various lanes to see where they go and help us to remember different possibilities of how the future turned out. Now, a very important distinction here in this fourth house of guidance is that we're not predicting the future. We're not standing here in the present and predicting the future or imagining what it could be like once we were there. We're actually going to go to that time and space, travel through time and space, and remember, oh yeah, wow, here I am now standing in L.A., and I'm about to do my radio show from here in L.A. that's now going all over the world. And a part of what's happened now in this possibility is that I travel to different places in the world and do the radio show live with live audiences in different cities, and the energy is incredible. And then we may travel on another lane, and you get to another possibility, and maybe here you discover that, oh my gosh, you know, we have a studio that's in my home office. I've built this new home. I never imagined I was going to do that, but I see I've built this new home that has a studio in it, and there are shows going out from here all day long. It's not just my shows. Things are happening in transformational radio with other people coming in and doing work from here. That's just an example of the kinds of things that you start to remember from the future. Here's one possibility of how it played out. From here, then, we choose which of those possibilities is really speaking to you the most. Which one is really calling out for you? Because any one of them could happen.
All right, Alan, question.
Yes.
What if, okay, there may be something that you've just said, for example, that would be interesting to someone, but they haven't thought of it. It's not in their consciousness.
That happens a lot.
So that's the question is, how do you open yourself up? Because you may not ask for, like you said something here about transformational radio and live audiences. That wasn't in my consciousness. However, that would be fabulous.
Yes.
So how do we make that happen even though it's not here yet? We don't ask for that because it's not in our brain yet.
Well, number one, you don't make it happen. And number two, when you recognize, discover, oh my gosh, there's that possibility that's floating out there in the consciousness. Then I just partner with that idea and say, okay, let's just bring that on into the vision. And then the next step is to ask questions of that possibility to say, how did this happen? How did we get to here? And let it begin to tell you. There's another huge distinction in manifestation. It's not about figuring it out. If you are trying to figure something out, you're working way too hard. It's a very intuitive process of listening to the vision itself, listening to the potential. It will tell you what you need to know. But you have to get out of the way and be willing to listen.
That's very important. Get out of the way.
And so,
Alan, when you started doing this in your own life, how quickly did things manifest for you?
Things started manifesting very quickly, in little ways. And the more I started really understanding how the process worked, the more the bigger things started coming along. So that, several times in my life, I have walked away from whatever was my source of income at that point because I just knew, no, there's this other piece that's now really wanting to happen. Now, I had done laid my groundwork and set things into place, but at a certain point, you have to close the door on what was in order to walk on into the next room of what is about to happen. Every time I have done that, I've ended up within 6 months making more money than I was before. The people fall into place, the people appear, opportunities arise. And just as a little example, I was on vacation a few weeks ago, and during my vacation I was on the beach in Florida for a week to just to sit in the edge of the surf and meditate every day and just have a totally restful week. But I realized in the course of that week and sitting in the surf and meditating that there was still one piece that was not completely in alignment that had to do with a fear place of mind, the feeling, my belief wasn't quite in line with what I was wanting to have happen here and what I was feeling called to manifest. And so I immediately started working on that and shifting that. It had to do with vibrational frequency, energy. What is the energy I stand in? And as I got that aligned and over the course of that week worked really hard to just bring that in, and this is the energy I live in all the time, every single minute. Since that time, the energy has shifted in an enormous way. And one of the results of that is that every single day I have gotten one, if not two, requests for coaching clients over the last 3 weeks.
Alan, can you go back and tell us how you shifted that energy? How did you do that? How did you do that consciously?
Yes. In the ancient traditions, they talk about there being three parts of our being. The thought, which lives in the head, the emotion, which lives in the body, and then the feeling or the truth, which lives in the heart. They distinguish between emotion and feeling, that feeling being more like your truth. What is, that's the energy to which you're vibrating in the moment. The emotion is the passion or the fuel that's driving that feeling. The heart, the feeling in the heart, is the product of your thoughts and your emotions together. And so what I recognized was I have this thought, this vision. Your thought gives you a vision, direction, purpose, plan, etc. The passion in your body gives you the fuel, the energy. Lots of times we have lots of fuel and energy for something, but we don't have a plan. Or we have a plan, but we don't have a lot of juice behind it. Mm-hmm. So what was going on for me was that my emotion was very inconsistent. My passion and my energy for it was not constant. So that the vibrational field, the energy, vibrational frequency of my energy was very up and down. It was not consistently at a very high level. And consciousness speaks a language of energetic vibration. If we want to speak to consciousness and convey a message of what we're desiring to create in our lives, then we've got to vibrate to that frequency. It's not just about our thoughts. It's about what is the energy frequency that you are vibrating.
So if you have fear, that's really going to reduce that energy. It's going to reduce the frequency.
Fundamentally, two primary emotions, love and whatever is its opposite, which most people consider that to be fear. Fear will drain the energy immediately, and then there's nothing driving the thought.
So what you're saying is you have to line up your passion and your feeling with your thought.
That's right.
You can't, if they're not both at that high frequency, then something is off.
That's right. And it won't happen. It will, you know, at least it will not happen to its greatest potential. We can manipulate things and make things happen energetically, but it will never be to its greatest potential if that true alignment is not there.
All right, we've got a couple minutes. If we can quickly do number 5, which is empowerment.
Yes, so empowerment, the fifth house, is all that is asking, how does this project empower me to be my absolute best, as well as empower everyone whose life it touches? We're here just checking out to make sure that this project is going to serve everyone whose life it touches. We also are looking here in this house at leadership. What are the leadership skills that you must develop for both yourself and, if necessary, for others in order to really bring this project through? Where are you with integrity here? So integrity, leadership, and nurture and empowerment are all the big issues of the fifth house.
All right. Integrity and leadership.
Yes. Nurture and empowerment.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. And my guest today is Alan Seal. His book is The Manifestation Wheel, A Practical Process for Creating Miracles. Alan Seal is a leadership and transformation coach who's written 2 other books. He travels all over the world with his workshops on the manifestation wheel to help people create their dreams. He works with corporations, organizations, individuals, and he's a coach. And his website is alanseal.com, alanseale.com. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. And before that, you can certainly call us during the break or right at the next segment, 888-GO-4. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. We'll be right back.